Darling. Did you fall asleep again? Oh, are you cooking? I didn't think I'd be home early either.
I thought about calling you when I left, but I didn't want to interrupt. Well, you don't look suspicious at all. Why are you out of breath? Ah, I'm going to pretend like I believe you. I didn't want to leave work, but Katie insisted that I should. I guess me sneezing every 5 minutes had her concerned not only for me, but for the visitors. I'm around a lot of people, and the last thing she wants is for me to infect everyone else. That would be negligent on her part, and on mine. I feel not the best. What about you? What have you been up to? Manuscripts? Which one is it this time? Oh, the Moonstag. I remember reading the synopsis. I honestly think that one has the most potential. Oh, excuse me. Don't tell me you missed me already. I was only gone for a few hours. Granted, you were completely out of it, even with the coffee. I kissed you good morning, as I normally do, and I went to work. I'm not going to make sure you're wide awake just for you to see me off. You need your sleep, especially last night, considering how long you were awake for. I told you to have an early night, and what did you say? 5 more minutes, which turned into half an hour, and then 2 hours. Well, you can't complain if you feel tired in the morning. Oh, no. No kisses today, I'm afraid. Yes, but I only kissed you on the cheek this morning, and it was a good thing I did. Oh, I almost forgot. I'm 26 now, aren't I? Time flies. No, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. You've always remembered when it's my birthday, so thank you. I absolutely don't feel my age. I still feel like I just graduated university. I can't believe that I've already had a bit of a career teaching at that level too. I wonder where all the time's gone. I guess I had my head down so long, and I never glanced at the clock. But it is what it is. How's work going? Oh, that's good. Slow but steady. You need to take it a little slower anyway. You power through all your work without taking care of yourself. I don't need to make you a sandwich, do I? Fair point. I don't think I should be handling food. It's a good thing we had leftovers from last night. But you haven't eaten that yet, have you? Now that you mention it, I didn't feel that hungry last night. And a morning coffee is all I need to function until 12 or 1. I didn't even make it to my lunch before I was sent home, like a child. Yes, this morning I was. I thought you were a zombie. Why didn't you say anything if you thought I looked lethargic? I said I didn't like it when you coddled me. I know how observant you are, and I like it when you point out things I seem to miss, particularly when it comes to myself. I rarely get sick, so I go about my day as usual, thinking that it'll clear up in an hour or two. I don't need to pay it much attention. Yes, until today. So, now that I'm at home, is there any help that you need with work? Just because I'm not at the museum doesn't mean that I can't help you out. I don't have to do anything strenuous either. I'm just looking at words and highlighting. Not a lot of brain capacity. Okay, I can do it while resting. I've done it before. Remember that high fantasy manuscript you fell asleep on and hadn't even started? I did that when we were both in bed. You really don't want me to work, do you? I don't like not doing anything. I need to keep my mind busy. And I know you understand that. You're so stubborn. Well, I didn't want to have to pull out this card, but it's my birthday, so I'm allowed to get what I want. Yes, I did just do that. Well, I don't like weaponizing it, but I don't want to waste my day away watching TV, and I'm not tired right now because it's in the middle of the day. So where do we go from here? I do have the birthday power, so how about I get changed into something comfortable, and we can bundle up on the sofa together with your papers, and we can work and chat. I'll be warm, I'll make a cup of tea too, take some medicine, and I get to spend the rest of the day with you. Does that work? No, you don't have a choice, but I appreciate the care. And I would kiss you right now, but I don't want to get you sick too. Pout all you want. If it was your birthday, I might have reconsidered. Even if you work from home, you still shouldn't be okay with getting sick just for a kiss. Are they that good? I'll take that as a compliment. And besides, I already know what my kisses do to you. So all you can do now is just think about them while I get changed, okay? Are you looking cute on purpose right now, so that I give in? I hate the fact that it works. Fine, but only a kiss on the cheek, and that's it. It was only a few hours, but I missed you. I love you, so of course you're always on my mind. No matter what I do, I'm always thinking about you. I couldn't get the way you looked this morning out of my head, all disheveled and completely out of it. If I called you, you wouldn't have heard. Then that just makes you cuter to me. I remember when you first stayed over, you almost refused to let me see you when you'd just woken up. I don't know why you were so nervous about it, but I found your flailing very endearing. So what? You always look good to me. I'm just glad that now you feel comfortable enough around me to zone out in the morning without bothering to change the way you look. Precisely. You don't need to. I'm your lover, and it's my duty to help you feel good about yourself. I know it's not an obligation. It's my choice. And I love seeing you smile. As sickeningly sweet as it sounds, it honestly makes my day. And it erases most of the bad events or thoughts I've had. So just moving those muscles a little bit. Yes, just like that. See? I can't help but smile as well. Well, if that makes me a sap, then I'm a proud sap. It's good to be that on my birthday. Hell, you might even cure my sickness. Alright, you prep the living room and I'll get changed. Oh, yeah, I'll bring the extra set of markers. Anything else? I shall also bring myself. I won't be long. I'm feeling okay. No, I'm still not tired. And I'd much rather do research into fawns. I didn't know this, but apparently when fawns are born, they don't have a smell, which helps them avoid predators. I didn't quite understand this sentence, so I wanted to look into it. You must learn a lot when you edit these. I'm not changing the subject. I'm having fun. You don't think I can't have fun reading through these books? I miss marking papers. I miss reading my students' works. I had a healthy amount of mess on my desk with papers everywhere, but it was a neat mess. And I would go through all of it, read hundreds of different perspectives. I was privileged in that respect. I learned from them just as they learned from me, and I miss that. Some of these do remind me of some creative classes I've marked. Obviously, these are much more concise and formatted for what they need to be, but there were a couple in uni that really stood out, and I believed they could go on to become authors at some point. And they had the talent for it. If I had the choice, I probably wouldn't go back to teach, depending on who asks. It's been a while since everything, and I've had a good think about it. Teaching was a dream of mine, and I managed to do it, so now I have space for another dream. Reading the manuscripts, it's inspired me. I do love to write, but I might want to try my hand at fiction. It's another beast entirely, and I'm up for a challenge. I was thinking I could write alongside my job. Oh, I'm not letting you be the editor. Because you'll have bias. True, I didn't have bias for you. But I feel like you might be more lenient with my mistakes or something like that. It'll be my first time trying out fiction, and you know that. And you have certain feelings for me that you don't want to crush, am I right? That's because I know you. I know how you tick, most of the time. You sound confident, don't you? Okay. Deduce away. Tell me something new. I don't think I want to be perfect all the time. I had to put on that type of front because that's what I needed to do. For everything. Since I was a kid. No matter what kind of adversary I was facing or challenge I was met with, I would be able to beat it with a level head and a patient stance. I was taught it by my parents, to show no weakness, because if you show that, you show that you can be broken, and that you're vulnerable, and the people who are waiting for you to fall will find a crack, break it more, and pull you down. It might have added to my paranoia, I suppose. But I think it helped me to manage myself. I mean, when it comes to careers and making an impression, the way you carry yourself is paramount. Confidence, self-esteem. Even if you don't know it, you notice it. You can tell when someone has poise, when they're walking straight with what seems like an aura of something. But you can't quite put your finger on it, right? People gravitate to that. They can tell when you're, for lack of better words, feeling yourself. Yes, I can't think of anything else. But that also comes with some downsides, like people projecting their own insecurities onto you. They think that if you're so confident and always sure of yourself, then you couldn't possibly understand their situation. Or they'll believe that you think everyone else is beneath you, like you're too good for them. Oh yes, I've had it said to my face a couple of times. when I was younger. When you're a year younger than everyone else in the class, and you seem to pick up material quicker than them, that alone can spark some kind of hatred. And then they'll start looking for anything to prove their assumptions of you. It happens all the time, for everyone, and for different reasons. Exactly, even you. When people found out about us, the ones who liked me hated you, and they thought you had to have done something to make me love you. All you had to do was be yourself. That's why I never paid them any attention but that of a professor. I wanted to get to know you on a personal level. I know I can be myself around you, but the need to stay perfect is still there. I know it is. I don't mean to put up a front around you, I don't. I've allowed you to see me vulnerable, and I'm not ashamed of it, I'm not. I just have to do some rewiring in my brain to remind myself that perfection, that I'll never be perfect, and that nothing can be. You're able to be yourself around me, and I want to loosen up and actually look forward to making mistakes. I can be honest in my home, and you are my home. What? After all this time, you're still not used to it? You have fully integrated yourself into this place, and it's never felt so homely as it does now. Honestly, weirdly enough, it feels like my life has finally been able to start since you moved in. Yes, at 25. No, 26. Wow. I can't really feel happy about it. Because whenever it came around, I'd always wonder what my brother was doing. If he was celebrating, and if he was with people, and if he was thinking of me. Right now, I don't even know if he's alive. I haven't heard anything for years. If he wanted me to find him, he would have reached out. I still live around the same area. Our parents live in the same place. Their numbers haven't changed, though I doubt he'd actually pick up the phone and call them. Something tells me he hasn't forgiven them. And he's resourceful. One Google of my name and he'll find me. It's not that difficult. I knew you liked doing things for my birthday, so I didn't want to dampen your spirits. You had that twinkle when it was coming up to it. I could tell that you were excited, so I didn't want to say anything. No, I don't want you to stop doing it. Without my brother, it didn't feel right celebrating on my own. But it's only been the last couple of years that I've begun to look forward to it again. Because of you. Yes, just to see what you have in store for me. You're meticulous, and you have a way of setting up everything. You want it to be just right, and I know a part of you enjoys the planning. So I'm less nervous now, and a little more curious, and happy that you like doing it for me. I'm sure you can continue to just how I like celebrating yours. It's a day I look forward to all the time because it only comes once a year, and I also like to plan and surprise you. Where are you going?
You've already planned something, haven't you? And I'm supposed to wait here in the dark. Okay, I'll let you brief it out.
Ah, setting the mood, are you? Oh, wow. This is very traditional. The song, the cake, the candles. A wish. That wish is only for myself. And isn't the superstition something like saying it won't make it real? Then you have to stay curious. Wait, did you have the cake and the presents stashed in the kitchen somewhere? Oh, is that why you were floundering around when I came home early? You were preparing everything, weren't you? Of course you would surprise me as soon as I came home. I would have been completely blindsided, but also expectant, because you made sure I knew last year, and you don't like doing the same thing. No, I'm not annoyed by it, far from. You want me to open it now? Okay. I am a little excited. You always bring that out of me. This... Darling, you are... No, when I think I know what you're going to do, you do something that blows my mind. Seems like you know me too well. Well, I think buying me plushies of Ernie and Bernie from Shark Tale is definitely knowing me well enough. Only you would buy this for me. It's not too much. Stop doubting yourself. I know we've been through a lot together, and I know you'd be a little hard-pressed with making the right decisions all the time, and second-guessing what options to go for. I don't blame you for that, and I never will. You know me better than anyone. Better than my parents, better than my brother. I wouldn't have it any other way, because you are the love of my life, and the people that used to be there for me aren't now. And I'm becoming used to that, and I'm slowly accepting it. I am perfectly fine with just you. I might have wandering thoughts like all of us do, but I'm fine with you. I love you so much. I'm sorry. I had to do that. Well, I would do so much more if I didn't feel like shit. And a few kisses might get you sick, but I can tell you wanted it just as much as I did. Seeing as I can't taste your lips, the cake will have to suffice. It's beautiful, by the way. I'm glad there's not much icing. Oh, it's buttercream. Even better. Now that is some good cake. Did you have it custom made? Is that really what went into it? I can taste the vanilla in the cake and the almond filling. And that's the strawberry layer. And then the buttercream just brings everything together. It's delicious. Try it. It's nice, isn't it? Definitely one of the better cakes I've tried, and I'm not usually fond of this much sweetness. You're already a mouthful. Even if I can tease you, and you make it easy, too. You just have to be. To smile and shy away. To look at me with those eyes and show your love without ever saying the word. I know you like saying it. I like hearing it, but it's this. It's what you do that makes me continue to fall in love with you. And when I think I've hit the peak, you do something unexpected, and I'm lifted higher. I think you underestimate yourself way too much. And again, I can't blame you for that, because your drive and your ambitions are everything. But you carry that anxiety with you, don't you? I've known you for a few years now, of course I know that. I'm very aware when it comes to my lover. I want to make sure you see yourself the way I see you. Someone who's not only talented and intelligent. You work so hard, you think with your heart, and you deserve all the love in the world. And mine doesn't expand the world, but I can at least try to make you feel just a fraction of it. You make me feel that. When we wake up in the morning together, I feel it. When I'm thinking of you at work, I feel it. Not a moment goes by when I'm not loving you. You taste good. You pair well with strawberries and almonds. I don't think I'll be able to taste those in the same way now. I think it's time we both stop working. It's my birthday, and I say that we enjoy this cake right here, together. We did a good chunk of work today, and I can feel myself getting tired, and my throat is a little scratchy, so this is the perfect time to settle down, I think. I was wondering if you wanted to plan a trip to the Caribbean next year. I've been looking, and St. Lucia seems like a nice island to visit. I've heard good things, and if we book at the right time, it won't be too expensive. I think I can handle the heat, and it'd be worth it considering where we'll be. They do a lot of tours, and they have waterfalls and mineral baths. We could go hiking, try out the cuisine. I don't know why. But it's different, you know? It's not in Europe, and I think for my first holiday, it'll be something that I'll remember for the rest of my life. Even more so if you're there right next to me. I think it would be fun too. I think we both deserve it after everything. We can be ourselves there, without anyone recognizing us. I'll do more research into prices and the bus tours or other hidden gems. I want to challenge myself. And what better place than a beautiful island halfway across the world? Yes, that also means new clothes. We'd have to go shopping, make sure we're well equipped for the heat and the sea. We can look together and come up with a list of ideas we can do. I saw something about glass-bottom boats. They take you out, and you can see the reef and the fish under the boat. Ah, you're right. We'll need someone to look after Oscar and Wilde. I might ask Luca if he's not busy. Yes, I still talk to him. I have his number. I made sure to keep it because he was one of the only people who actively tried to defend me. And he knows the truth between us, so I trust him. Yeah, he's great. I need to start making new friends. Maybe I will on our holiday. I highly doubt I'll find someone that can best you, so you don't have to worry about that. You got me in sickness and health. No, I'm not proposing. Would you want me to? It is a big step. I don't really see the point of it anymore, other than the legal benefits, but that's about it. Yes, that's another talk for another time. Right now, let's workshop Christmas ideas. Me and you again. You want to go to that event in Hyde Park? Well, what was it called? Winter Wonderland. I mean, why not? It's not long from now, and it's not far either. You can teach me how to ice skate, or... excuse me. Or we could fail together. You'll either be like a calf or a flamingo. I know for sure I'm a calf. Well, I'm athletic enough, but my balance is horrid. Well, you've never really seen me try to balance, and it'll be on full display at...